Right, so in this episode, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about something, am I? What is it? Focus, focus, focus. Okay, yeah. Get yourself, ironically, focus, and I couldn't think for shit. Get yourself a coffee or tea if you're on a walk, enjoy. And if you're driving, be safe. So, good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Right, so, every Friday at 4 p.m., I'm going to 4 p.m. BST UK time, right? So Google it, see what time it is it yours. So every day, put this in your diary. Every Friday, not every day, every Friday at 4 p.m. UK time, I'm going to do a little meditation. Dead on the dot. You can't make this shit up. Dead on the dot. Just a little meditation. Now, I've invited everyone on my Instagram on my stories saying the same thing, like, 4 p.m. on a Friday, let's meditate. So the thing is that think about KTQ, think about KTQ group. Obviously include me in that. I've got fear of missing out. So think about everyone in the group. Just say, you don't even know, have to know who everyone is. Just say something like, in your brain, everyone connected to KTQ, everyone who is meditating with us at this time with KTQ. That's all you need to do, right? And meditate at 4 p.m. And think about everyone in the group, including yourself, getting wealthier, getting more opportunities, having the love of the life step up, and just amazing things. Think of amazing things that are going to happen Friday, 4 p.m. I've also put it in my channel on my Instagram. I don't know what that is, but I use it. It's Instagram is I am KTQ. Now, the reason why I'm doing this, sweetheart, is because it's been proven that collective and group meditations are profoundly effective. There was this one experiment where I think I've told you this before, can't remember. I've done that many podcasts, but it's like worldwide, Mr. Worldwide. Worldwide, everyone meditated, not everyone, but most people, like yogis and meditating people, they meditated at the same time and violence went down, crime went down. Yeah, it was incredible. It can literally heal the world. So please join me and everyone who's doing it. Again, we don't need to know each other's names, it's not a prayer circle. In the sense of, like at church, they do this, they go down a prayer list. This is just everyone connected to this and think, well, now, do you know what meditation does? Meditation is basically, it just means getting familiar with the image. So when you imagine good things and you meditate, you're programming your brain. I'm getting familiar with this image. How incredible is that? Let me just put, hang on. I'm slipping all over the place. How amazing is that? Like, we're literally able to reprogram everything. So let's do it together. How nice. Yay. And it's even more powerful because the witches do this and the Christians do this. And I'm quite ignorant to other religions, so I do apologize. But I believe that they too do things together. So when you do things together, I know in the witches, we always try and have like a witch's circle or like more than one person, and it just amplifies everything because you've got more than one energy in there. And think about people are batteries, right? So you've got one battery, that's powerful, but if you have two, three, four, five, and keep going, wow, that's incredible. So Friday, babe, I'll feel you there. Won't see you, but I'll feel you. Hang on. So meditation is literally getting familiar with the image, getting familiar with the image. And I want you to focus, and this is what we're going to talk about. There's quite a lot of people all saying the same thing at the moment. And you know, I have said this before, where it's really quite weird how you all come to me with the same thing, the same fears, the same ailments. And what's going on at the moment are two things. One is that people are really deciding to cut the crap. They just don't want it anymore. They don't want the people in their life, and they've had enough. They just, no thank you. No thanks. I'm not going to have this anymore. No, no, no. See ya. So people have just become really decisive. It's not like they're sitting on it. They're not thinking about it. They're doing it. So people are deciding who they want in their life and who they don't want in their life. So this is brilliant. We're all doing it for some reason. And the second thing is that I have noticed that quite a few people are not planning their future. They don't know how to and they don't know what to do. This isn't a sign of doomsday, and it isn't a sign that we're going to blow up. Believe me, we ain't going anywhere. What it is a sign of is just that we are decluttering. So they're kind of linked. So think about it like this, babe. Think about, like, you think, oh, I've got to clear my wardrobe out. Oh, big job, I don't want to do it. And then you think, oh, okay, I'll do it. And then someone says, what are you doing tomorrow? And you go, I don't know, I've got to clean my wardrobe out. You don't know how long it's going to take, and you don't know, you just want to think about this wardrobe. So you don't think about tomorrow, you just focus on the wardrobe. So that's why they're kind of interlinked, is because you're kind of going, right, what do I need to do now? Who do I need to be? Like, how do I achieve that? And in the future, I don't know. I just have no idea. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because people are coming to me going, oh my God, I'm just not, I can't even imagine a future. Like, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe it's doomsday. It's no, 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 no. You're just going through a bit of a process. That's all. Now, what will help you is quite like the meditation, you need to program, right? So you need to be really careful about what you're listening to in the background and what you're watching, right? So, you know, I've been quite open. I've had to put on a bit of weight because, oh God, I had to eat so much because basically I had an eating disorder and I got a bit thin. And the reason for that, it's not psychological for me. It's basically, if you add up my numbers, so things like numerology number, if you look at my my elements, so I'm majoritively earth and fire. So I'm in the physical, I'm in the body. So when I go through stress periods, my body shuts down. I just can't be bothered. I don't want to eat. I don't want to drink. And I just shut down. I don't want to even feed it. And sometimes that can happen and I can just end up going, whoops, got a bit thin, you know? So yeah, I've had to like eat loads of stuff. It's really boring. And I don't like chewing. I'm not a fan. But anyway, so I'm having to kind of like do all this food stuff and it's really boring and, you know, get into workouts and it's, I love working out. I love moving my body, but it's just like a little bit tiring, right? So in the evenings, I'm now watching this Transform Your Life stuff. These people who go on these fitness journeys and people who like decide to eat really well and all this. And I'm thinking, oh yeah. And I've really got into it. So in the evening, I allow myself an hour to relax and just watch TV and whatever. And so I watch it and it's like, it's inspiring me. Now, before I would kind of scroll through TV and look what's going on and feel a bit down by it. Yeah, be a bit dragged down by it. So I'm programming my mind to kind of like get back into being healthy without really much effort. And, you know, I'm watching it getting kind of quite inspired and going, oh yeah, that's good. And I love the vibe. I love the fact that people are turning their life around. Within 2 weeks, someone lost a stone within 2 weeks. And then someone lowered their, I don't want to say liver age, but kind of it was kind of like that, by 20 years, within 2 weeks, you know, and it just allowed me to get onto this frequency of, you know, getting into being healthy again and a bit more stable, because behaviour like that isn't very stable, is it? But, you know, we're all up and down. I insist we all have instabilities. But it's fine. So I was watching it and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is definitely the key to life. It's to familiarize yourself with what you want to achieve. It's the hypnosis. It's the to almost mediate on what you want. So if you are struggling with kind of planning a future, watch programs around building a future, changing your life. I really, one of my dreams is to get into making films and, being a producer in some kind of way, and producing programs that are high vibration, high energy, and focus on love, romance, accepting things, so that quite like this podcast, where you go, oh, I need a bit of KQ in my life, and you put the podcast on, and from the feedback, I can only presume from the feedback that it's benefited you and it's cleared your mind a little bit. So I really want to get into that, so that you can say, whether it's a channel or what, but you can go, oh, I want a bit of that, and you subscribe to it maybe, and you watch it, and you in the evenings you can change your life, So think about the meditation. Think about, right, what you familiarize yourself with. Think about TV programs. What are you familiarizing yourself with? I'm not gonna lie, when I shut down, I can become quite it can be quite disabling actually, and quite paralyzing. Like, I don't even want to go for a walk because I feel very unsafe. So I don't know what happens, but psychologically I can feel very unsafe. One of my triggers is actually, I don't know why, this is fascinating, but I was having piano lessons and the guy asked me out, and it really shook me up a little bit, and I don't know why. But when a guy asked me out, I just want to run. I think because I don't feel safe for starters, but also, men aren't really my thing. But it makes me then kind of like shut down a little bit. So there's obviously something going on there. But who cares? Hang on, let me take a sip. We all have triggers, right? And we all have moments of like madness. And we all can get very embroiled in our own mischievousness within our own brains. It's like sometimes we encourage ourselves to be car crashes, but it's okay. And this is why I want to be so open about, the ups and downs and the lefts and rights. And whether you kind of approach this and think, well, how did you let that happen? Because surely you're psychic. I do. A lot of my downfalls, I have seen them coming from a mile off. It's just that sometimes our hearts get in the way, and sometimes we can have empathy and sympathy and hold hope for people that perhaps they won't do that to us. Or perhaps, if I can just set an example, and don't forget, I've been incredibly influenced by Christianity since growing up, so walking around with, that kind of level of, spirituality in your hearts, you will walk into a ferocious atmosphere and think that you can be of service. It's bonkers. Now I'm of the awareness of, yeah, maybe you don't even bother, So I want to just I hope that my transparency helps you in some way, because no one is better than anybody. We all have our ups and downs. In fact, actually, I'm going to change that if you don't mind. I do think some people are better than others. And if you have an amazing heart and you are very, very kind and you're very caring, then yes, you are better. You are better than an absolute twat. No, sorry, but yeah, I think so. Anyway, so focus. Think about what you would like for the future. Don't focus on age. That's depressing. And that changes all the time. I mean, when I was growing up, you should have really settled down by the time you were in your 20s. Yeah, that kind of hasn't happened yet. I'm still in my 40s, so whoops. So you like changes will happen with age. No, sorry, age will change all the time. So just focus on feeling all the time. Only focus on feeling. How do I want to feel in the future? What would I like to feel in the future? What would I like to live my life by? What values, behaviors, perhaps where would I like to be? And then watch the programs around that with enthusiasm. Get the energy right. If you're sitting there feeling resentful, like they have and I don't, you're going to push it away. So you have to embrace it and pull it in and be like, I am so happy for them. I am so like, I love them for it. Pull them in. Warm, 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 warm heart. Put it like this: you have two kids in front of you, and you have some sweets. And you said to the first kid, would you like a sweet? And the kid goes, oh my God, yeah, like really enthusiastic, right? And just appreciative and everything. Like you just know that you're going to make that kid's day. How nice is that? Because you love appreciation and that kid's appreciating you. You get the second kid who's like a stroppy little brat. And who are you going to give the sweet to? You have one sweet. You're going to give it to the one that appreciates because it's a two-way thing. Now, the universe is exactly the same. If you appreciate and you're enthusiastic, the universe will keep giving. The universe only wants to feel good things. It has no time for this ego shit. So if you're like, the universe is going to be like, oh, that, and you can fuck right off. We've got bigger things to worry about, like gravity, you know? So, you've got to be like enthusiastic. Things like a nice warm bath compared to a cold one. Where are you going to go? Warm one, straight in, bagsy, I'm first. So by being warm, you become such a magnet, not only to people, to things, to opportunities, to enthusiasm, you know? Be warm. Nothing bad's going to happen if you're warm. I mean, you'll have to filter out the shit, obviously. You know, people are going to come in and want to take the piss. No thanks. You know? But focus, focus, focus. Focus on things that you want with a warm, kind heart. And meditate on Friday at 4 p.m. and your life will change. Simple as. On that note, I love you loads, as always. Yeah. Come here for a cuddle. Yeah. Potentially, very potentially, I might be dog sitting soon. So when we do the podcast, you might hear a little thing breathing next to me. Yeah. I was so excited. Yeah. So you'll have two cuddles coming up. You'll have one from me and one from a little thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, love you loads. Have a nice day, all right? Keep your chin up.